Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing fine. I'm a little tired, but we've had some beautiful weather. We're about to get hit with a lot of rain, but we've had some beautiful weather for a few days, and the flowers are blooming, and I'm just trying to take care of everybody I can. How about you?
Oh, it's been, well, Florida is now hot. It's just plain hot. So, hot and humid, classic summertime pattern. So, it's been like that, but it's all good. You know, again, a little bit of heat and humidity isn't a bad thing, you know. But it's nice out here. Today it's sunny. We've had a bunch of rain from Arthur.
Mm-hmm. I guess he's on his way up here to the Carolinas last I read this morning, but I've been busy, tied up all day, so I haven't really checked it lately, so.
It kind of spun around us to get a little bit of steam, and we got, like, these little bands for 2 days of it building. But now it's taken
mm-hmm.
off and gone, so good thing.
Right. I hear ya. Well, tonight, you know, it's kind of interesting what's going on in the heavens with this sun being so late in Taurus. It's forming all those trines and blessing lines to the planets that are in Capricorn or on the cusp. So, again, it's a situation, again, where we need to kind of, like, I want to say exercise a certain level of caution and be practical. But at the same time, we can still get a lot accomplished, I think, with that angle. So, I like it.
I do. It's that slow and steady wins the race kind of thing, and I do like it because Taurus is such a feeling. It's so connected to the earth, and it's kind of right now a time that is really great for that. Is how does that feel first? You know, if it feels safe enough, okay, great. If it doesn't feel so safe, I wouldn't be doing it. Again, here with this, it's a matter of just that back and forth and getting things moving in a slow pace, you know, that earth energy, especially Pluto and Jupiter, get it going at that slow pace with that versatility to it. And that's what works right now. I think it's a pretty interesting time because we've been called to go within and to look within ourselves, to delve into what's important to us. And now it's kind of saying, well, you can step out a little, but you still need to stay inside a little, you know. So it's kind of like that thing back and forth. But at end of next month, we have some interesting things coming on, and things will start popping. So
Absolutely,
take this time and, what I'm saying is take this time now and enjoy, be harmonized with the universe, and really be that partial retrospective individual that really looks at the what the core of themselves are and really finds that real truth of joy and all the good things that each individual has. And it bounce back and forth, but get a little bit out in that public now. You know, it don't fear it, but feel comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Just do the right thing. I think if you do things conscientious with the Capricorn parade that we've had going on now since last year, when you do things again and take the high road and you do things with integrity and protectiveness towards self and others, the public at large, I think that you're going to end up winning in the end, even if you go through a few lean times. I think everybody's been feeling that. And like we have like retrograde Venus and Gemini right now squaring Neptune and Pisces. So a lot of people have gotten in contact with people that they just didn't have the time to call them, check in with them on Facebook, whatever. So now that we are in a situation where we've had to change our lifestyle for this, I think a lot of people have been reconnecting with people from their past. okay, for good or ill, but it's been going on in my readings. I'm sure that it's been going on in yours as well. And But it is great for reflection. And the difficult thing about what's going on now, because for a long time, or at least seemed like a long time, when Mars was in Aquarius, it was in trine to Venus, see? And now that it's moving to Pisces, we're going to go through a squaring format. So again, it's very important to listen before you respond to people in communication. I think it's going to feel similar to a Mercury retrograde, even though Mercury's not retrograde till June, okay? So again, these things are going on, and so I keep telling people, you know, make sure you're hearing what's being said. Make sure you're hearing what's not being said, okay, for the best results. Okay.
And I'll even add to that, make sure you're checking in with yourself and you're listening to what you are saying as well. Examine
absolutely.
That. Absolutely.
Yes. I couldn't agree more. Absolutely.
All about that.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, there's a difference between a comment and a declaration, right?
Correct. In my opinion.
Oh yeah. Well, we have a bunch of people on hold. We probably should take a caller or two here. What do you think?
Okay. How about we do that?
All right. Air code 805. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you. This is Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna. Doing well. How are you?
Good, thank you. Kind of hunkering in. my birthday is April 22nd, 1954. I was born at 2:50 p.m. in Flushing, Long Island.
I gotcha.
Thank you.
And do you live there now?
No, I'm in Santa Barbara, California.
See, I had a system crash on the 14th of April, so I do not have as many people on my computer anymore as Jacqueline does, so bear with me. Okay.
So did you have a question for us tonight?
Well, I wanted to know when finances would be getting better, because about 5 months ago during my meditation, which I do in the mornings, I've been asking for a partner to come in, a male partner, and then also more abundance, and I heard it's coming soon. But that was 5 months ago. I don't know what soon means, but so I'm hoping for something, windfall, inheritance, when or something.
Well, that's an interesting thing, because what we have, okay, is right now Uranus is dead on your Arabic part of fortune in your eighth house of other people's money, other finances, which could be, you know, anything, real, you know, legacies, inheritances, IRS, any of these things, okay? And the thing is it's getting ready to go retrograde, okay? So it's going to be dancing over it and back over it again, okay? And then it's going to make one more pass with a third pass over it. So this is an interesting time of where you could utilize, and what I'm trying to say with this is that you could really utilize looking in or doing research on other ways of your finances at this point in time, and find more than one option than just like winning the lottery and having that particular money come in, okay? But it's more of that you can find ways that you, whether it's grants, loans, I don't know what, redoing your tax returns. I'm not that detailed. I forget. I'll tell you a little bit more about that. But here again, by being open and looking into others' resources, going to be able to have this epiphany that's really going to change your finances for the better this year. Okay, by the fall.
I'm on a fixed income, and I don't have to pay taxes because I don't make enough.
There's something else out there for you, whether it's, you know, government grants or programs, or there, I can tell you with what I'm looking at here that you can get a better income just by that. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Thank you.
Well, I'm looking at the Santa Barbara chart, and I'm seeing Neptune in that eighth house, which I like, because it is forming a beautiful trine to Uranus and Cancer in the south node. And so because of that, I just feel the water energies support this chart. Now, because Mars just got into Pisces, and it's going to be there for about 7 weeks, moving through that eighth house, which Jacqueline was talking about, and I so agree with her, by the way, that, again, this is the time to action, use your spirituality and your imagination, okay? And because Neptune is going to be sustained in trine to these planets this year and all of next year, the more you can build on what you feel is your spiritual mission, the better off you're going to be, okay? Now, Saturn's in Aquarius now, but it just went retrograde. And so it's going to be retrograde for a while, a few months, but then it's going to go into Aquarius, and so is Jupiter at the end of the year. So in early winter next year, they're both going to be going through your seventh house of marriage, close personal relationships, contracts, okay, and those things. So even if you meet someone earlier, the chance of it coming together where you can feel committed but still have the level of independence that you would desire is probably going to be winter of next year, to be honest with you, even though that coming together can come sooner. Okay?
Oh, so there might be a relationship coming in for me then, right?
And Saturn, when it goes to the 7th, usually gives you a long-term relationship. So you can develop long-term friendships as well as having a romantic relationship at that time, because Saturn opens the door for any relationship that's committed for you to be the individual you are. In other words, this person's not going to necessarily put you in a position where you have to be anybody but you. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, totally. I don't want to be controlled.
So I don't know what you're doing spiritually, but I think spiritual things right now, helping people less than fortunate right now, to contribute. Yep. I think this is all going to be logged in the memory of nature or in the Akashic records. So out of this, your faith will bring you home in a good way, I think. This year and early next, I think it's going to be a good transition for you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, I'm always helping people and doing things for people. And yeah, and then spiritually, I meditate. I walk on the beach. Yeah, I live a real peaceful life. Yeah, it's not much anger or anything in my life. Yeah, that's good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's great. Well, we're glad you called in tonight, and you keep us posted.
I am too. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Have a nice
You're
day.
Welcome. God bless you. All right. Bye-bye.
God bless you, sir.
Sweet. I love when we see these first-time passages for things like Saturn. It's like, really? Nice.
Yeah.
So you ready for the next one?
Okay. Oh, good. Hi, it's Jessica from New Jersey.
Hi, Jessica. Area code 415. Hi, Jessica.
Hi. Hi.
It's shaking, baby.
Thanks for taking my call. I am feeling all sorts of confused lately. And I've been antsy about moving. I'm curious when that's going to happen, as well as I've been thinking a lot about having, like, where is my life partner? Like, I want that to come in. So some of the confusion has to do with how this whole virus happened, and it kind of, I don't know if I'm just in confusion about it or if it's, like, real guidance of, I'm just sort of rethinking where I was originally planning on staying in somewhere in the area, but I don't know.
Can you give me your birth information to make sure I'm looking at the right chart?
Sure.
My computer crashed on the 14th of April.
It's 7/16/77.
Now you're still in New York. I get you at 7:12 p.m. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a look.
And I'm going to tell you this because we were just talking about that Neptune effect, okay, but it's different for you than it was for our last caller, because Neptune is trining your sun, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it is all about showing you what really is important to you. And it's about finding that dream and about creating that imagination. It's about, because in your natal chart, both Mars right now and that Neptune are in your second house, which is all your self-worth. It's all about what you feel about yourself, your values and beliefs, or what's going on. And this is what the universe is kind of calling you to with this period of time, is to really look at what you truly value and what you envision it for the future to be, okay? Not looking at what it is, you know, as far as all the problems and things like this, but seeing what direction is most important for you to go into your life that fits within your own personal values and beliefs at this point in time. I understand right now why you feel so waffly, okay, because you've got Mars hanging out in there, okay? So one day you feel this way and the next day you feel this way. It's all about feeling those senses and really understanding that, okay, this is this and this is this, and I can choose whether I want to play with this or this, okay? And it's distinguishing your intuitive abilities to really fine-tune and hone them into those details so that you can navigate a little bit better once you have the full picture. And I'm going to say that you probably won't have this full picture until later in the year, not now. And so it's about that trust and faith and about working on your own personal values and beliefs right now that are really going to make this change. It's a slow change, but it's a foundational shift for you. You have both Pluto and Jupiter and Saturn in your first house, and they're all retrograde. They're all going to be retrograde over the summer. So it's going to feel frustrating, and it's going to move in its own pace. But it's going to move for your greater benefit is what I'm going to say. So really look within yourself at what you want in your life in that core and believe you're going to get it, and you will. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I really think that this chart's really set up for love coming in. And I'm not sure if it's somebody you've already been talking to or if it's somebody from your past, but you've got a lot of interesting hits here as far as relationships, my dear. Have you been talking to people already, like two of them?
No, that's the thing. I haven't been in a relationship for many years, for like 8 years, and I don't even meet anybody.
Jupiter has a 12-year Jupiter has a 12-year return, okay? Jupiter has a 12-year return, okay? And you got to remember that, okay? And that's number one. Number two, Venus rarely retrogrades in Gemini, okay? And it's doing it right now, and it's retrograde. It's already passed over your Jupiter. What it's going to do the last 2 days of June, it's going to turn around, and it's going to go over your Jupiter again. So you're more apt to meet someone that either shares your mission or what you do for your work, who has mutual interests, if you do it between now and August 8th. So you know that, okay? And even if you meet someone brand new, there may be something about them that reminds you of somebody from your past that was a good relationship, even if it did not come into fruition at that time. There may be certain character traits that you need to consider as far as relationship, okay?
Okay. Well, so can I ask you guys something just related to, like, the move thing? Because, you know, I really like being near New York City, and I was in the process of, I have been, like, rebuilding my business there because I moved back in the area a couple years ago. So I feel really torn because a part of me wants to be more, like, in the country, away from all this. Like, it's a very controlled area. Everybody, like, a lot of people aren't really awake here as far as, like, what's really going on besides this virus now, and I'm feeling drawn to, like, more places that are, like, that people are more aware of, like, this new world order, like, thing that's going on, you know? But then if I move out of the area, I feel like I lose my whole identity with what I've been doing with New York City. So, I mean, ideally I'd like to live both places, but I keep going around in this loop. I don't know how to make sense of it. So I don't know if you
can participate
with that.
You can participate in retreats that might be available for you. There's a lot of beautiful things that go on in upstate New York. So you could actually contribute to certain retreats to allow yourself some time away and maintain your practice in the city. But you need to set up a strategy. And with these Capricorn planets retrograding all summer, I would really look into that for you. Okay?
Oh, interesting.
I think that might be your balance. That might be your balance. Find a retreat. You might want to create one and have one a couple times a year. Find a place in upstate New York where you can create a spirituality for those that are in the city and hunger like you for something that has more peace and more nature. Okay?
Okay, so you think it's more of that rather than, oh, let me move to Texas or something?
Yes. I feel right now that you want to keep what you've established, but I think that you can establish something there that gives other people that are on the same or similar path as you that opportunity to commune.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate all your support. And, you told me to get the hematite heart thing. Thank you so much. I wear it. I don't take it off. I love it. I really think it makes a
Yippee!
Difference. Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you so much.
It's a soft ground. It really makes you feel like you can really exercise a lot of what you've gotten ancestrally with that stone. I know that.
Yeah. I think it really does help me.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're
have
welcome.
A good evening, guys.
You have
Thank
a sweet
you.
Night. Okay. All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
I think we're all doing that reevaluation, aren't we, Jacqueline?
You know, the planets, when they go retrograde, you know, we have to harmonize with them, and sometimes they're a little more intense,
mm-hmm.
sometimes they're a little less intense.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I had somebody holding on 256, but they disappeared. Let me see if they were. They keep changing the queue on me, and they don't tell me how long people are in the queue anymore. They haven't done that now in a month. It's driving me nuts. I just want to make sure that nobody gets forgotten. Well, area code 256, if you're still listening, please call back in and I will grab you. I don't know what happened just now. Meanwhile, we'll go to the next one, okay?
Okay.
New computer should be better than this, okay? Area code 727, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
And who are we speaking
Hi.
With?
This is Kate.
Hey, Kate, how are you?
Terrific. How are you?
On a scale
Doing
of 1
well.
To 10, I'm about a 27.
What's your birthday, Kate?
I had to say that.
Aw. 9-8-55. I was born at 10 a.m., and it's the old Central Standard Time.
In what city?
Chicago.
Chicago. I'm assuming Illinois.
Yes.
There's other Chicago, like in Wisconsin.
Yep, that's true.
So, did you have a question for us today?
If you can highlight the most prominent influences over the next 3 months, over the summer months, actually till my birthday, which, of course, is coming up in early September.
Prominent. Wow. You have an interesting chart, by the way. Everybody has a fingerprint, and some are just
mm-hmm.
more interesting than others. So rarely do I see a chart like this. And this new moon is going to be right on your natal moon that's coming up on Friday, just to let you know.
Okay.
I will strongly suggest you take that day and really use it for yourself. Purposes, needs, things like this that you really you put off because of doing stuff for others and things like this, I would make
mm-hmm.
this like a birthday day or like a vacation day, okay, if
okay.
I were you. I would take that time to really spend some time pampering yourself and enjoying life, literally, for you. I think you'll find that it will recharge you and get that all that Virgo energy feeling a little bit better about what's going on, because y'all have been carrying a lot. And you've got a Venus, Mars, and Sun in Virgo. So I will tell you about to think about that is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
3 months is a long period of time. There's certain things that are going to be going on. Your life is in a transition and change, and it is all about your hopes, desires, and dreams. It is all about your faith as well. So I will say that. So it is a time to not take charge, but to navigate through the process. Virgos have a dual personality, and they have, even though it's a square, they have a kinship with Gemini because of that duality.
Yes.
Okay.
That's interesting because Sun, Moon, what's the third primary influence?
Ascendant.
Thank you.
Rising sign. Yeah. Libra.
My rising sign is, my moon is in Gemini, yes?
Correct. Your ascendant is in Libra.
Right.
So, but it does, that kinship of that duality and being flexible during this period of time and not so rigid over the next few months is a good thing for you. I think you're going to find that things are going to move quickly and then move slow and move quickly and slow, and you can't let that get to you frustrated. Okay, it's all about kind of like you're on a boat and going with the tides and the flows of it, to where you do what you can at that period of time and then move on to the next thing and come back to that to finish it off, that type of thing.
Okay.
What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I don't see at the right chart. Do I have September 6:55?
No, 8. 9:08:55.
Okay. Thank you. I said, something wrong here. It could have been my fingers. I really injured my index finger, actually, by the way, and I had to reconstruct it the other day. But anyway, that's okay.
Uh-oh.
And you're 10 a.m. and it's Chicago, right?
Correct.
Got it. All right. Now, you said
there
it was
still
standard
is a variable
time.
There.
Daylight savings time was not in effect, did you say?
It was Central Standard Time, so I've always been told to mention that because it changes the
it does change
reading by an
yes.
hour. There's some sort of adjustment
yes,
that's made because of it.
It changes all your Arabic parts of destiny, too, which I work a lot with that in research. So I really love to have that information correct just because of my own weird mind, okay? Because
got
the chart
it.
That I'm seeing, without daylight savings time, you have Scorpio rising. So it's different than Libra rising, very much so. And that's probably why Jacqueline right now could step right into you because she's got a lot of planetary energy in Scorpio. That makes sense to me. And it's great because I so agree with everything else she said. I mean, this is amazing. That Gemini moon of yours is very sweet, okay? I think in a lot of ways it does try in your Mercury in Libra. So because of that, you can confirm yourself. You're probably your best self-counsel, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt.
And,
I
know
me. I like me. I'm good with me.
Yes, and Saturn's sitting on your Chiron, which means if you are a healer, it is time to teach. It is time to reach out through the internet. It's time to go global with your heart and your higher mind now. 2.5-year cycle is sustained. Oh, yeah. I like it. Yeah. So you're healing guests, whether you're doing it emotionally, spiritually, physically. It doesn't matter how you're doing it. It just matters that, again, you want to serve the greater universe, period. Right?
And I do.
Jupiter and Saturn are going to join each other in Aquarius at the end of the year, sitting right on your Chiron in the third house of the area where you live, the tri-state area where you live. But it's opposing and attracted to your Uranus and Leo in the ninth house of going global, my dear. Okay? International energy, being the teacher. Okay? In other words, reawaken, I want to say, your inner Hierophant. How about that?
Repeat
right,
that for me.
Mm-hmm. It's like reawakening your inner Hierophant. Hierophant in the Tarot, and Jack and I both
right,
know
right,
so
got
much.
It.
So I know Jack is going
to
comment next. I want to hear what
got
he
it.
Has to say about this. But that's what I'm feeling. That's what I'm just feeling psychically, you know, looking at the chart. So what do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I so agree with everything you said. And, yes, it that does, you know, I went, okay, because it does.
You felt the vibe. I knew you felt the vibe, Jacqueline, from the very beginning with this girl. I'm saying, wait a minute, something's off.
Yeah, and I was feeling like, and I think that's really interesting because I was feeling like something was off as I'm doing this. And I'm like, I don't know what that is, but it makes a lot of sense. And so I agree with what Aphrodite said. You've got a mission and a purpose here. But I still have to say for this, and I'm going to agree with myself still, for this new moon, that I think it's a perfect time for you to really take and have it for yourself and take a break because, again, like Aphrodite was talking about, this is going to launch and it's going to move, okay? And it's so much better of a chart. I have to say it's so much better of a chart just by that hour.
It serves her vibe.
Really,
it serves her vibe. Plus, she's got Saturn in the first house.
Really,
why would not you and she become, like, teacher and friend? Seriously?
Yeah, it's funny about that. And now that I see this, because again, it put some it put your Mercury in your 12th house, which just didn't feel right for you. So, and now it's in your 11th, which is what Aphrodite was talking about. Get out there. This is about you living your dream. This is about you living your lifestyle, your purpose. And it is a way of life, okay? It's not a job, it's a way of life. That's what you do. And it's really a great thing. So this is time for you to get out there. But I am going to say, again, take some time for yourself and balance it out. But do what you do best.
Well, thank you both. That was so kind of you.
Oh, well, you're more than welcome. We appreciate all your hard work and all your desire to serve. This is great. Thank you.
Thank you. Stay well.
All right, you too. God bless. Sweet night.
Thank you.
Welcome. Nice. I like it when I see that stuff and it just pops in, you know. I can't ever tell when that's going to happen. Guess what? Our area code 256 that we thought we lost, he or she is back. Let's grab them. Okay.
All right. Lovely.
Hello.
Area code 256, we're so sorry. I don't know what happened. You disappeared. And I said, oh, dear, where'd she go?
I don't know what happened either. This is Kimberly from Tucker, Georgia.
I thought somebody would know, too. That's why I was upset, Kimberly. Yeah, I get it. How are you doing tonight?
I'm well. How are y'all?
Doing
hey,
good.
Doing the best we can.
Good, good.
Mm-hmm.
You're one unforgettable girl.
Thank you so much.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So what do you need from us tonight, my dear?
Well, I was just wondering, what do you see for me the next 3 or 4 weeks? Anything popping out?
You know what I want to do is I want to look at you next to the new moon coming up because it has a monthly cycle. Rather than going just looking at tonight, I want to go ahead and hit up this new moon coming in on the 22nd.
I can see why you would. She has an Aquarius moon natally, which will be in trine to that. But I'm going to talk about this because it's happening. You have Venus right now. You have Venus transiting through your 12th house. Okay, Sun's there, and Mercury is there, okay? The Sun will come back down into your first house, and next month, Venus will start its trek through your first house, but it's closer to the end of the month before it's going to hit that, okay? What I am going to say about that is that this is a time where right now, since it's in your 12th house, everything is percolating right now, okay? Even... the sun is in opposition to your sign. It's actually in opposition to your Venus and your Neptune. And so it's all this feeling things, reevaluating things over this period of time, and really coming to that faith and understanding, which you sail deep anyhow. So I think you might be a little frustrated with it keeping you in that depth. But when Venus goes into your first house, things are going to start to happen. Okay? This is what you're looking for. That's your day-to-day benefactor. So it's really about planning more the next few weeks, where you want to go, what you want to do, and allowing it to manifest when Venus comes into your first house. What do you think, okay, after that?
Because Venus is retrograde, it doesn't actually transit into your first house in Tucker, Georgia, until August 1st.
Really?
Wow. It's actually moving backwards right now. It appears moving backwards. But what this does is it does give you a little bit more of a window to develop things, which in some ways I like, because, again, you know, when we have this new moon coming up on the 22nd, both the sun and the moon are going to be in trine to your moon in Aquarius, okay? And because of that, the higher mind energy, your ability to listen to your messages from the other side, or however you receive your inspiration, is going to be very powerful for a full month, okay? So between now and June 22nd. But again, the thing with Venus is it's going to be retrograding to the last 2 days of June. So it's time maybe for you to reclaim some of the things that you loved spiritually and bring them back and reintegrate them into what you're envisioning for your future. This gives you an opportunity that's very kind, because Venus is one of the benefits of the zodiac. So it can help you say, oh, geez, I forgot about that. I want to include that. And so you're in a longer cycle of success. I can understand you're impatient because right now we're in an Aries moon, by the way, tonight. But that's beside the point. But I really think that because of some of the planetary hits that you have, they're more long-lasting. Because both Saturn and Jupiter are passing over your moon, okay, in early winter of next year, I really think that what you're creating now will stand the test of time. But because Venus is retrograde in Gemini, a mutable sign, which Jacqueline's pointed out earlier with one of our other people, it allows you to look at some of the options. Okay, it's mutable enough that you can say, I like doing this, but I also think this could be a good addition. This could be a new way to make it more textured, more multifaceted, I think. That's what you're going to find out over the next 6 to 8.
Okay.
But it's all good. There's nothing here that's tanking you. Mars is going to be blessing all of your Scorpio planets over the next 7 weeks, okay, in your 10th house of your career. So however you feel you want to serve the public, guess what? Mars in Pisces is really going to help you. And all you have to do is keep up those meditations, baby, because it's going to come right in. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you both.
Oh, you're welcome. We're so happy to hear from you again, Kim. We always love talking to you.
Love talking to y'all, too. Have a good day.
You have a sweet night. God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye. God bless y'all, too.
Bye-bye. Okay. Now, it looks like we have somebody from your neck of the woods, Jacqueline, where you are now, which is where you're headed. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Area code 561-287, you are on the air.
Yes, hi, lady. Stacy, how are you?
Doing good, Stacy.
How are you? Well, I'm kind of the same, you know, just with work. I did really told you I was working and did that other job, and with one of the coworkers there, he found us something else in the meantime, because that other thing was put on hold because they had no business coming in, but they may start up. So anyway, right now the only problem is it's a commission job, and you know, you got to wait for commission checks, and I just want stability of a job, and that's why I'm really nervous right now with finances.
Okay. kind of a job is it, Stace?
Yeah, so just want to know when you think anything's going to get more stable.
What kind of a job is it? What is your task? What is your task?
It's, you know, calling up. It's like telemarketing, you know.
Okay.
You know, telemarketing, I'm doing well at it, but I want to break get commissions. I only got something, like, on a draw. They said they're going to pay, and I'm, you know, waiting, and I just never did something like that, that, you know, you make just commission. I need a salary. But right now it's too hard to find something because of the corona stuff.
Right. Absolutely. And I don't really want to override Jacqueline, but I know what she's going to say. It's all about faith here. So you are doing a good job, and you always do a good job, okay? And mm-hmm. I think that you can do this. I just think you have to increase your sense of self-confidence in this. Because you have been through so much, and we know we've been following you for a while, you know, we really, really, you know, really support you. You know, like I said, things have not been the perfect thing for you, but I think this is a time that you really need to have some good faith in yourself and your abilities to make this happen. Now, the planets that are retrograde, that just went retrograde this week, we've got four planets retrograde right now, okay? But that means over the next, excuse me, they're going to be retrograde for several months. They're all going to go direct, excuse me, in your second house of how you earn your money. So I think whatever you're doing now will ultimately pay off. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree, because in your natal chart, Aphrodite is looking at your solar return chart, I mean your relocation chart, and I'm looking at your natal chart. And what's going on in your natal chart is Jupiter just barely danced into your second house of personal finances. But it's retrograde, so over the summer it's going to go back into your first house, which is actually kind of a blessing. It's that foundational shift. I understand you're looking for security and stability, and that's what that Jupiter is going to do, because it's going to go into your first house and bring you those benefits in front of you, and then it's going to go back direct in the after the summer and go into your second house of personal finances, and it's going to be dancing through there and go over your Mars. But we're looking at the long term. You will find stability and security, but you have to look into later in the year before you're going to feel comfortable about it, is what I'm going to say.
So that means, like, around my birthday?
I would say a little earlier than that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because,
I'd say,
you know,
late
I
August, September. I'd say late August, September, you're going to have a lot more security, or you're going to feel much more secure in what you're doing. And I so agree with Jacqueline, because, again, the fact that you're dealing with things that are electronic and stuff like that, and you are dealing with these kinds of things where, see, the beautiful thing about a commission is you can make a lot more money, Kim, with a salary, my dear. Okay?
Yeah, that's
remember
what I'm
that.
Saying.
Remember
oh,
that.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just waiting for something. They gave me a draw, but, you know, something on that. I've been selling, but they got to close all the leads up. So that's what's taken the time. I put in a lot of leads. I'm doing very well. I just need it all adding up together and getting a check on it. That's what I'm saying. But do you see me, do you see that happening soon? You know, the getting a money on my commissions?
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Yes,
because,
I do.
You know, it's one of the guys I worked with at the last job. He got this for me because he thought, wow, I was so good, he'll close it, because he goes, it's another business, because the other thing, nobody wants to get their taxes done at this time.
And they don't have
to. See what I mean?
June. Okay, yeah. So, again, the things that are going on, though, again, these retrograde planets in Capricorn, in the chart of where you live now, therefore in trines to Pluto, the planet of empowerment, and Uranus, the planet of surprise, in your ninth house. So the retrograde energy is kind of assured that money is not, although it's not in your hand, it's not going to go anywhere. In other words, it's going to end up in your pocket, okay?
That's
so
what I want. I want, you know, because, you know,
through.
I'm just,
yep.
I want it in my pocket, you know what I mean?
I hear you. But know that you're investing in your future, and it's almost like money having in your savings account right now until it actually comes through. Okay.
You see it coming through soon before the end of the month?
Well, this is the reason why I said, Aphrodite said in the beginning, she knew what I was going to say. Is this because it is all about that trust and faith. You have this temperance that it comes in the right time when you need it, okay? But uncomfortableness, again, talked about the ability coming later. I know it's uncomfortable, Stacey, but have faith.
Yeah, there's people out there that still don't have jobs, you know, and it's like the state they're opening up. 50%,
yeah.
And between me and you, Fredette, the corona, the amount that they have here is, and Jacqueline, it's like 46,000 now, seriously. So I'm in no rush to, you know, socialize because it's a big number. So I don't mind working from my house, making phone calls. I don't mind doing that. So, but you think it's going to be like virtual work for like a while because... or you think it'll eventually get into an office? You think I'll eventually get into an office in September? Or
I think virtual work is safer for you right now anyway. So consider that part of your security, okay?
Yeah, that's what I like.
Be thankful for that right now. Be thankful about it right now and see it through, okay? Because you're working somewhat independently the way you're doing it right now. And you're going to be creating your own style, which I really like for you. I really like that for you.
Yeah. And he said the other thing, my startup too, the accounting thing, you know, that may start up soon because he said that even though things are opening up, nobody wants to do their taxes like virtually. They want to do it in person. That's the problem. They're still scared to meet because of it.
Mm-hmm. But when you have the safeguards in place, so that will start to diminish. But we have to go. We have other callers, honey, okay? So you keep us posted, all right?
Oh, thanks. It's a pleasure talking to you. You lift my spirits up because, you know, it's just crazy when you're hearing this, nobody, and then they're saying there may be a stimulus, they may not, because they said the world is unemployed. And between me and you, you know what I'm saying? They said $1,200 isn't going to really cut it.
Right, I know it. All right, well, keep us posted. Be glad you're doing what you're doing, and keep up all the good work, okay?
Oh, thanks. You know what?
You're welcome. How are you?
Many
have a sweet
died
night.
From Vietnam. Okay. And they said it's worth
right,
a session in 2008.
Right. Have a good night, honey.
Okay. Thanks. Okay.
All right, God bless. All right, good night. All righty then. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
8772, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. This is Cindy.
Hey!
Well, hello, Cindy. How the heck are you?
I know. You haven't heard from me for a while. So how are you doing?
How are you doing?
How are things going?
Good.
Been a little busy.
Yeah. I just would like to know what my chart has to say.
All righty, let's take a look. It's looking pretty mellow to me, man. I like it.
Probably doesn't show much at all.
Well, the retrograde planets in Capricorn are trining your moon right now. That looks pretty good. And Pluto and Jupiter are both in square to your sun in Libra, but everything in the chart seems to be pretty well balanced right now. Is your health good?
I'm asking you.
Because it looks like it is.
Yeah.
Right now, on the new moon, both the sun and the moon are sitting on your Chiron, the wounded healer, and they're opposing, attracting to both of your Mars and your Venus in Sag. So I just feel good about whatever philosophy you've been developing. And I think it's serving your health and well-being, maybe even more on a mental and emotional state.
Okay.
What do you think,
Jack? I don't do much. Well, I stay in. My daughter does my shopping for me, and I enjoy staying in because I have a lot to do, you know, paperwork and calls and all, and play Rummy too. And I'm really comfortable with this, but I just don't know how my chart feels about it.
Well, you're doing good, Cindy. And what I'm going to say about this is the only part that I see that's a little challenging is that socialization. And I'm going to suggest some churches have gone virtual and have virtual church services and things like this, okay, and groups, not only the game playing, which I do like, but I think you need a little bit more spiritual stuff. So I am going to suggest you look to the Internet for something that you can engage in that group environment like that as well. That's about the most I see in this chart. Everything's flowing pretty good. I agree. Your health is good. You know, things are flowing pretty well. I see some issues with your kids, but they're okay. You know, they're not as bad as I've seen before. Let me put it that way, the afflictions. So
that's good to
life
you.
Life is good. You have to look at it that way, that life is actually good for you right now.
Good.
Yay.
Good. I had not a good spell the other night. But I worked through it. So anyway, it's good to talk to you ladies for sure. And I was going to email you, Jacqueline.
You're on my list, but I've been really busy to call you back. I just have not, and I promise you I will.
Okay. All right. That's good. I enjoy talking with you. You've been on my mind a lot, and we've been talking about you with other people, and keep going, okay?
Okay, Cindy, I'll talk to you.
Sweet. All right, yeah. God bless. Take care, honey.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Great. Yeah. It's been a while since you heard from her. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I got 7 minutes. You want to try and do one more?
Okay, how about we do that?
Area code 916, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies. This is Nancy from California.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy
from
California. How are you tonight?
Hi. I'm doing well considering all the circumstances that have been going on. You had my birth time, right? My birth date and time?
Are you August 2nd, 51?
You got it, yes. You got it. Okay. Yeah, since I talked to you last, my husband did make his transition. That was a month ago. And, it's bittersweet because he's not suffering anymore. Thank goodness.
Absolutely.
But,
I get it. Yep.
Yeah. But my whole life is going to go through changes now, and I'm going to be moving in with my daughter in about a month. And she lives in Southern Oregon. And my question is, how long I will be living there, and will I eventually be able to get my own little place somewhere close to her?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes,
you have to have your
own
place.
I see it too.
Place. Yeah.
Yes.
You do have to have your own place. I am going to say this about the circumstances, and, you know, my heart goes out to you for your loss. But this is really a total reevaluation time for you. This is a time, Mars is transiting through your 12th house along with Neptune. And it's all about that faith and trust, okay? And it's going to be in opposition to your Mercury, your South Node, and your Venus as it passes over this month, okay? And it's all about that changing into your faith and trust in the process of this. Because you're going to go through a major transition, and looking at this, it looks like you're really going to come out the other side very well.
okay? So have the faith and keep looking forward to that new lifestyle, because it's all about, you're a purposeful individual. You need a purpose, a mission. You just can't sit and do nothing, okay?
True.
It's all about that purposefulness. So it's all about you looking into what's in the area and seeing what you can be a part of when you do get there. And it's about reestablishing a new lifestyle is what it's about. It's going to move slowly, but it will move. And again here, when that Mars gets into your first house, you're in July, you're going to be, you know, moving along. The end of June, it goes into Aries. And so the end of June, things really start to make that shift, and then things start to really get going for you. Look at it that way. Okay.
Okay.
I totally agree with you, Jacqueline, because, I totally agree with you. And because what's happening on August 1st, okay, is that Venus moves out of Gemini into Cancer, the sign of security, okay? And the sun is going to be sitting right on your sun sign in the fifth house of the lifestyle you're going to be creating between now and then. It's like the universe is going to work this out in a miraculous way, my dear. I feel very, very encouraged looking at this chart.
Yeah.
As far as your life purpose, that's coming in late August and September, and that's when you're going to really become more involved. And it's going to be good. It's going to almost be like good food. What you decide to do is your life's purpose. I think that's going to come to you very naturally, actually.
Mm. That's very interesting. Also, I noticed that I had actually three visitations from him already, and very real visitations. And it just seems like things are opening up in that realm for me, too.
Oh, yeah.
With that?
With both Mars and Neptune? The filter is gone. You have a direct connection.
Absolutely.
There. Absolutely.
Whoa.
I am not surprised that you would be able to communicate back and forth all on your own. So set some rules, and I'm going to say this about that. Set some rules and boundaries of, hey, you know, how about this or how about that, and put things out there. Try to get some kind of normalcy in that is all I'm trying to say. Where once it starts to move through there, you two still have that same camaraderie. Does that make sense?
It does, yes.
Awesome. We have a sweet night, and you keep us posted, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, you have a wonderful day.
Oh, many blessings to you, my dear. Many blessings to you.
Thank you.
Sweet night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Or at the top of the hour, we probably should tell people where they can find us.
Okay, well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110, but that's my office. I'm at home more now, and that's 540-613-1070. And have a wonderful week. Enjoy this beautiful new moon coming up, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Have a good week. Good night.
God bless. Good night.